Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, has urged the CIA to release intelligence that he says will prove the United States withheld key Iraqi weapons information from UN inspectors. Senator Levin is the senior Democrat on the Armed Services Committee and a member of the Intelligence Committee. Republican leaders of both committees have rejected Democrats' demands for a formal investigation, saying there's no sign of wrongdoing. Senator Levin joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What information was withheld and why?
Well, we asked George Tenet, the head of the CIA, on a number of occasions publicly whether or not all of the significant weapons of mass destruction suspect sites had been shared with the UN inspectors, and he twice told us publicly that all of the significant sites had been shared with the UN inspectors. I challenged that publicly at the time back in February because the classified material showed that, as a matter of fact, a lot of the sites had not been shared with the inspectors, and we've had a ongoing battle over this ever since, and it is now clearly opportune to make public the actual figures, the actual numbers of suspect sites which have been shared, which he withheld from the public at that time.
Why would Tenet do that?
Well, I think the administration's position was that the time for inspections was over. That was what they were saying back in January and February. And the only thing I can think of is that if he had said what I believe was clearly true, according to classified documents, that a significant number of significant suspect sites had not yet been shared with the United Nations, that would have undermined the position of the administration that the time for inspections was over. And so if, in fact, I'm correct that he made representations to the Congress and the public and the world at large that are factually incorrect, it seems to me that is further very troubling evidence of the fact that the intelligence we were getting from the CIA was shaded, was exaggerated, or was distorted in a number of ways.
Well, if Tenet withheld from the inspectors and he lied to you, shouldn't he resign?
If, in fact, these allegations prove to be accurate, I would think that that ought to be considered. I don't want to go to that point at this time. I want to be much more cautious in what I'm asking for in terms of remedy here, because this has got to be a bipartisan investigation. It's got to look into all of the facts. There is much troubling evidence here that intelligence was shaded, was exaggerated. We need a bipartisan review or a inquiry or an investigation. I don't care what the word is providing. It is a thorough investigation, as a number of Republicans as well as Democrats have called for. And I'm hoping that John Warner, who's the chairman of the Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, will in fact agree to a bipartisan investigation where the witnesses to be called, the witnesses to be talked to, the hearings to be held, the material to be looked at will be agreed upon by both the Republican and Democratic leaders of our committee. So those are the stakes here, and I wouldn't want to call for the resignation of Tenet at this time because it seems to me that would prejudge the outcome in too significant a way of the bipartisan investigation that I'm calling for.
The Blair government's getting hammered on weapons information. How come there hasn't been a big outcry here?
Well, there has been an outcry here. It hasn't been particularly well covered, but nonetheless, there has been an outcry over the information here that was not shared with the public. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite, the representations to the public, which were factually incorrect about this issue. But I think there's been a very, very significant public outcry here about evidence that the intelligence community shaded and exaggerated information. I mean, every news show, every news magazine has now brought forth evidence or reported evidence that there was a significant exaggeration, stretching, shading of intelligence information. The whole flap over whether or not the president in his State of the Union message could possibly say that the Iraq was seeking uranium for a weapons program has been very well covered when, in fact, the evidence was to the contrary.
Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, thank you.